Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In this episode, what should good business leaders be doing right now? Now, I often try and keep all of these episodes evergreen, i.e. you can listen to them anytime. It's not date specific. And I think this is the advice I'm going to give is absolutely relevant anytime. However, for context, I'm recording this on the 2nd of March, 2024. You know, we're getting mixed messages about the economy generally. I'm talking, I guess, folks in the UK. Obviously, we've got different scenarios going on in different parts of the world. But in the UK, obviously, we're suggesting there's going to be a change of government probably in the next 6 months. There are various challenges, various funding issues in different parts of the private and public sector. So I think some people are certainly of the opinion that we're in some choppy waters at the moment. I don't personally think we are. That's maybe another episode for another time. But what is for sure is that some companies are starting to run into some issues at the moment, certainly within the consulting space that I serve. Certainly there are some redundancies, albeit few and far between. And some businesses seem to be losing direction a bit here. And I think this fundamentally, in many cases, comes down to poor leadership and, you know, what business leaders are doing to ensure that their business stays robust and strong and kind of fit for any market conditions. So here's my view of what a good business leader should be doing at the moment. Obviously, the most single obvious thing a business leader should be responsible for is making sure that the business is making profits, you know, that there is enough margin. I think some individuals, perhaps, who are maybe not leaders of businesses and maybe a little bit naive to this, business has to make profit every year. Standing still, just covering its costs is not good. There's no room for additional investment in terms of, I guess, better process systems, better people, etc. You can't do that without profit in the business fundamentally. So any good business should be making profits. The old saying that turnover is vanity, profit is sanity. Now, having said that, it should also be done in a sustainable way, both now and in the future. Are they working with the right clients? Are they in the right sectors? Are they in the right service lines? There's a degree of looking at the strategic direction of a business and a market, because fundamentally, industries change, markets change, different services become flavor of the month, whatever reason, reflective of the market conditions, etc. So, analogy I like to use, I don't know who this is from now, I forget. I've read a lot of business books over the years, folks. I want to say either Stephen Covey or Jim Collins. I'm sure one of you listening will know the correct answer to this. But business is sometimes like whacking through a really thick jungle. You and your team are all there with machetes whacking through the jungle. The reality is the jungle is so dense that you don't really know if you absolutely are going in the right direction. So what a really intelligent business leader would do, figuratively, is climb the tallest tree so they get a view of what is ahead. And they then shout to the team and say, right, change direction, 45 degrees this way or whatever it may be. You know, change direction, make sure we're going in the right direction. That's what I think a good, intelligent business leader should do to make sure the strategic direction of the business is going in the right way, that they're responding to market conditions. Maybe if some markets are dipping, they're jumping on other markets. If some markets are a flavor of the month or some services are, then they're jumping on those to make sure that the business has enough work to go through. I think fundamentally, a lot of businesses that go wrong are the businesses where leaders do not do that. They stay in their lane. They stay just in one, maybe a handful of sectors or work for a handful of clients. And fundamentally, sectors can change, clients can change, or the leadership of clients can change, which may vastly affects whether you can continue doing work with that business or not. So unless you're always constantly looking ahead, you don't know. And that brings me on to probably one of the next points, sales and marketing. I think the best leaders get that the sales and marketing function in any business are absolutely critical. You've got to continually put your brand out there so people know who you are. You've got to continually be pursuing new business, new clients. As I said earlier, sectors and clients can change. The leadership of a key client who maybe makes up quite a large percentage of your business in terms of current income may change, and they may have a different supply chain they would rather use, and suddenly you find yourself in a really difficult place. I can think of one major consultancy that relied heavily at one point on a significant retail client who the consultancy had worked for a number of years, suddenly had a change in direction, and it vastly affected that consultancy. Consultancy are still here, but they went through a lot of pain and a lot of adjustment. And so you just have to be aware that just because you've got a key client doesn't mean that key client will always be there. You always need to be doing more marketing. You always need to be doing more business development and sales. Good leaders get this. I think good leaders continue to look at the processes and systems internally. There are always efficiencies to be made, especially at the changing rate of technology. I think those businesses that still are doing everything pretty much as they were doing a decade ago are in danger of being disrupted by other competitors who are just looking more at this and working out how they can leverage technology and systems and make things better. I think a key thing that a good leader should be responsible for is the culture of the business, making sure that they are happy with the culture of the business, making sure that everybody within the business is aligned to that culture, weeding out those individuals who maybe are not aligned to that culture. You know, perhaps the business has changed over time and the culture has changed and what's expected of its people has changed. There's an old saying that those people who got you there, maybe not the people who are going to get you to where you need to go now. I've probably butchered that slightly, but you get the understanding. Sometimes people can no longer fit a culture, or you just employed somebody and they definitely do not fit the culture. You know, a good business leader is there to set the culture, make poor people understand what the culture is, and maybe weed out those individuals who are no longer part of that culture. And then lastly, I think possibly one of the most critical things a good business leader should be responsible for is succession planning. I see so many businesses out there who fundamentally don't have a succession plan. The equity partners, directors are getting older and older, and they've not facilitated a succession plan. Some of their people are too used to them leading the business, almost kind of looking up to them, expecting them to set the direction, the vision, etc. And often this gets to the point where businesses just run out of ground. They've not addressed this issue soon enough. Certain key people retire and the business fundamentally changes or goes wrong. And I've seen this recently with some organizations in the space I serve. They've gone drastically wrong when maybe a key leader has left the business who was really the heartbeat of the business, and the business has drastically been affected by it. So I can't stress enough, a good business should be looking at succession planning, should be working out who those future leaders are, investing heavily in supporting those individuals to get the right set of skills they need to be part of that senior leadership team going forward in the future. So that's been a useful one for us. That's what I think a business leader should be doing. So to repeat again, ensuring the business makes profit, but in a sustainable way, in the right sectors, with the right clients, with the right service lines. They should be looking at strategic direction, jungle analogy I gave of climbing the tallest tree. They should be looking at marketing and sales continually. It's one of the most important elements of a business. Any business that stops with marketing and sales will fundamentally run out of clients eventually. They should be looking at processes and systems and always be looking to improve on them, make them more efficient, make their team more productive. They should absolutely be looking at culture and weeding out those who do not fit the culture. And lastly, succession planning is absolutely key. Now, I want you to all take a step back and say, does what I've just described there describe your current crop of leaders? And if it doesn't, can you be part of that change to change the business to get better leadership? But if you can't, then frankly, folks, what the heck are you doing there? Maybe you need to change. And if you do, then of course, please do reach out to me. Happy to advise, and it will either be myself or one of my team, depending on where you are in the UK or world. But always happy to advise and help. If you are a leader of a business and you're looking at the tier below you and you're thinking some of these guys and girls are just not good enough, then equally we can support in a number of ways. You know, obviously strategic hires, but equally we are increasingly advising clients around leadership. We work with an exceptional leadership coach who we can absolutely plug you into, for example. So if you are a leader listening to this and think, yeah, that's describing some of the issues I've got in my business, I need to adjust my leadership team, then please do get in touch. Okay, folks, I hope that's been a useful one. See you again soon. Cheers. Bye.